by the word of God. There's that seed. Just as it took a seed to bring you into this world, it takes a seed of his word to see somebody's life changed and to see them born again. That's what it takes. But notice he says, by the word. Everybody shout word. Word there in the Greek is logos, the expression of God. So when I say logos, this is what you think, the whole Bible, the whole thing. This is the logos, the expression of God. But he keeps going, which lives and abides forever. Verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away, but the word of the Lord, now that word there is different in the Greek. That's rhema. Shout rhema. Rhema means a right now, in season word. Amen. From God. Have you ever just opened the Bible and you found a verse of scripture that you needed right then? Have you ever heard somebody preach the gospel in church and it just hits you like a ton of bricks? That's a rhema, right now word from the Logos, the expression of God. Oh, I love this. But the rhema of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word, that's rhema again, which by the gospel is preached unto you. I could stand here and preach the same message every Sunday for 2 months, but it would be fresh in your spirit and in the spirits of all who are listening. Because it's a rhema, right now, in season, word from God. So what am I telling you today? I'm telling you there is a word for you. I'm telling you there is a promise for you. Whatever you're facing, I don't care what it is. The answer is in the scriptures. If it's fear, Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, and uphold thee with my righteous right hand. Are you anxious today? How about Philippians 4:6? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Do you need peace in your heart? Jesus said, peace I leave with you. Not my peace that the world gives, give I unto you, but the peace I leave with you. The world cannot take it away from you. There's an answer. Do you need direction? How about Proverbs 3, 5, and 6? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Are you in a place where you don't understand what's happening? But in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a rhema word. That's a right now word for you. I want to share with you. Go to Jeremiah. I'll close with this, maybe. Jeremiah chapter 36. I'm taking my time today. Hey, we're talking about my favorite subject. When I read that bill getting ready to be passed by the Senate, I can just feel the persecution coming. Ladies and gentlemen, it's here. It's here. But like I told you before, with great persecution in history, always came a great revival. Oh, hallelujah. God bring it to us. Jeremiah 36, look at verse 1. Came to pass in the fourth year. Now, Jeremiah is an interesting guy. God told the prophet in chapter 1 that I have called you and ordained you from your mother's womb to be a prophet to this nation. So he's prophesying in a time in history when Israel is getting ready to be taken over by the Babylonian Empire. This is world history, folks. So he's prophesying to the kings of Israel, and he's saying, look, judgment is coming. They're coming, and they're going to take over this land. They didn't want to hear it. So they put him in prison. They also had false prophets telling them that judgment wasn't coming, and that God was pleased with what they were doing. That's the world we live in today. Like I told you, comfort is the enemy to spiritual growth. If you're comfortable in your relationship with God, I urge you today, get out of your comfort zone. Sacrifice something. care what it is. Sacrifice something for God's kingdom. It doesn't necessarily have to be here. Sacrifice it in your life. Make somebody your mission at work. Make somebody your mission.
Amen.
And forget about yourself for a while. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, king of Israel, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word, shout the word, came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel and against Judah and against all the nations from the day I spoke unto thee. From the days of Josiah even unto this day, it may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Verse 4, then Jeremiah called Baruch. Everybody shout Baruch. Baruch, the son of Neriah. And Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord. Now, why did he do that? Why did he need a secretary? Well, let's read. Which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book, verse 5, and Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Therefore, go thou and read in the roll. Jeremiah had been put in a well. He had been put in mud where he was sinking up to his waist. Because he declared the word of God. He went to prison 3 times in his prophetic ministry. All because he was saying what thus saith the Lord. And he had enough boldness to say. It's like fire. Shut up in my bones. What if you got to that place in your experience with the Lord where when somebody started talking about their problems or they started talking about somebody else's problem, instead of joining in on the conversation, you took them by the hand and say, let's pray. Oh, hallelujah. Or when they're coming at you again with the same problem over and over again, grab them by the hand and say, let's declare his word.
Amen.
That's where Jeremiah was. He had the word so hot in his heart, they put him in jail for declaring God's word. But yet he had Baruch, his assistant. He was standing in this well, and he was yelling up to Baruch, and Baruch was writing every word. And Baruch took it to the king himself. Let's read. Go to verse 20. And they went into the king, into the court, but they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama, the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. Jump down to verse 22. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. Verse 23. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read 3 or 4 leaves, pages, he cut it with the pink knife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. So the king hears the words of Jeremiah, the words from God, and he can't stand it. So he takes these leaves and he throws them in the fire. That's what this nation is doing. That's what California is doing. They cannot stand for you to tell them that they can't live this way. They can't stand that the Bible says they can't practice same-sex marriage. They can't believe that the Bible would say they cannot have a person of same sex in their life. They can't stand it. You know people like that. There's a generation that thinks that way because we haven't given them the word of God. Whew. Now you would think Jeremiah would say, well, I did what I had to do. That's what pastors do. They'll preach their heart out, and then eventually the people will wear them out because they're not preaching what they want to hear, so they quit. That's what happens. I know them. But listen to me. I've made a covenant with God. I'm like, you know, God told Jeremiah, he says, hide their faces from you when you prophesy. In other words, don't listen to them. Don't hear the accusations. He's saying, hide their faces and declare what I'm saying. He says, I want you to preach to this nation, but in the same breath, God says, they will not hear you. That's where pastors need to get today. I'm so sick of this sugar cake gospel. I am. These preachers have multitudes to preach the gospel to, but they give them this little wimpy sugar tit gospel. That's what I call it. You put that rag on the sugar cane and suck on that thing. You remember those? That's what they're giving them. Because they'll say, well, sugar draws flies. But we're not out to draw flies, are we? We're out to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ just like it is. His word is a hammer. It's a fire. It is a mirror that shows you who you are. And when it shows you who you are, the word of God is the only power that can change who you are. You can't put the blame on me. You can't put the blame on somebody else. You have to look in the mirror and say, God, change my life. And change my attitude. So, it didn't stop Jeremiah. Verse 27, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Oh, I love this. After that, the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, take thee again another roll. In other words, Jeremiah, keep preaching. Jeremiah, keep declaring the word of God. Keep doing it. You let that baby scream. Don't you take her out of here. Don't you love all these babies we got around here? I love it. All right. Take thee again another roll and write it in. Write in all the former words that were in the first roll. That means don't change it, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, hath burned. And thou shalt say to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, thus saith the Lord, thou hast burned this roll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. These words were fulfilled. They put Jeremiah in prison two more times after this. And it wasn't 10 years later, Babylon came to Judah. And they were in Babylonian captivity for 70 years, just like the prophet declared. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot change his word. You cannot take away from it to fit your life. When you hear the word of God preached, when you hear it declared, when you read it for yourself and it pinches a nerve, that's the Holy Spirit. And he's pushing you to do more. He's prodding you to make a sacrifice. Because he knows if you get to a place of comfort, you are finished. Because you have to get to a place that if they take this off your shelf, if they say you can't buy it on Amazon, if they say you can't have it on your cell phone, what are you going to do? You better have it in your heart. And I'm praying for a revival of the Word of God. Because in Psalm chapter 1, he said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he does, it shall prosper. If you want true prosperity in your life, get your face back in God's word. Forget about the promotions. Forget about all these things that are choking God's word out of your life, and put your nose in his word once again and say, Lord, give me a hunger, give me a thirst. If you don't read your Bible, pray that this morning. Say, Lord, give me a desire for your word above everything else, because when you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you shall be filled. Hallelujah. You stand with me. Before they come, they've got a song for you for this altar service. I want to appeal to this camera. Anyone watching by internet, listening by podcast, wherever you are in the world, God's word is true today. And he says if you confess with your own mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you can be saved. In fact, he said that when you hear this word, it's producing faith in you right now. And all you have to do is simply believe on Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. God bless you.